Beginning the current daf Masechet Shkalim, daf Yud Beis. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. And Mishnah Dal called here Halacha Dal. Now, this Mishnah is brought in because, as we're going to see, it's a continuation of the theme of the previous Mishnah on the previous daf. So the Mishnah begins, Hamakdish Nechasa. If someone is Makdish, he sanctifies all his properties. Now, generally, when someone says that my properties, all my resources, everything is going to Hekdish, that generally means to Bedek Abayis, which was the building fund and all the different things to fix things around the Beis HaMikdash. So generally, when someone is Makdash, it goes to Bedek HaBayis. However, V'hoyu behen dvarim ru'uyin l'karbonas ha-tzibur, amongst his properties, were items that were fit to be brought as a carbon tzibur, which the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that item is, and that's where it comes related to the Mishnah on the previous staff, which spoke about the process of deconsecrating the Ketairis, which we're going to see that the Gemara will explain that that's exactly what the carbon tzibur that we're referring to. But as of now, the Mishnah is telling us that if one of the items that he has, that he's giving it all to Bedek HaBayis, to the building fund of the Beis HaMikdash, has items that could even be used themselves as a carbon tzibur, so then we have a machlekes. The first opinion says, yinasnu l'umnin b'scharen. So these items that themselves could be used as karbonas tzibur, they're given as pay to the craftsmen that work in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is how they get deconsecrated to Chulin. Now, although generally, when you're deconsecrating items of Hekdesh, which is what these things are, he's being Makdesh, all his items, some of them are things that are fit to be Karbonas Tzibur. So those items, we said, you pay to the craftsman. But where's the deconsecration of the Hekdesh onto an item of Chulin, as it generally has to be? And that is because this opinion holds that Hekdesh can be deconsecrated not only on an object of Chulin, but even on malacha, on actual work. As the Pasuk says, v'asu li mikdash, that you should make for me a sanctuary, and that is saying that it should be mishali, from my own, that the malacha, the work, should be from hekdash, and therefore, divrei Rabbi Akiva, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that you could actually deconsecrate on not only just an object, but actually on labor. The labor itself is an item that can be taken from hekdash, as it says, v'asu li mikdash, that I want that work to be paid from Hekdesh, and that's how it gets deconsecrated. Amalei Benazir, so Benazir responded to Rabbi Akiva, says, "Ein hi amida, this is not the same measuring stick that we know from the previous Mishnah. And that is because, as we're going to explain, that this is the same item and the same halacha that we were speaking about in the previous Mishnah. Therefore, Benazir says, rather, Elo mafrishin mehen schar ha'umnin. The way it goes is, you don't take straight Hekdesh money and you give it straight to the person that did the work. Rather, you separate the money, the pay that's for the craftsman, umachalin oisan al moyhis ha'umnin. Then you deconsecrate this sanctified item, this carbon tzibur, which we're going to explain is a reference to the Ketairis. You do that on the monies of the craftsman, because as we explained, how does Hekdesh get money of Chulin? That's what we explained in the previous staff, is because they deconsecrate the money of Hekdesh onto the building itself, which now gets the Kedusha, and then that makes the money of Hekdesh into Chulin. Then they take that money, and they deconsecrate this carbon tzibur that we're talking about onto those monies. The Neisnim Eisan L'umnim B'scharan, and then they go ahead and they pay the craftsmen this carbon tzibur itself for equal to the pay that they owe them. And then M'chayzim Aleichin Eisan M'trim Echadasha, and then they go back and they repurchase it from what this carbon tzibur that it is, from this craftsman, from the new truma that they take, because you can't use it if it's from old truma. And then, this is essentially the same process that we explained in the previous Mishnah, what we do by Ketairis, this is what we're doing for this quote carbon tzibur, the same type of thing, because you can't go straight and deconsecrate onto malacha, you can't go give him straight to Hekdesh money, right? You have to go through this process by giving him that item and then buying it back from him. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Hamakdish Nechasav. A similar type of case. If someone he sanctifies, he gives all his items to Hekdesh. Here it says explicitly that we're talking about an animal that's fit to be brought on the carbon on the mizbeach as a carbon. Whether there's charim b'nekevus, whether it's male animals or female animals. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he says, zcharim yumachu letzarchi oilus. So what you do is the male animals, you sell it for the purpose of bringing them as an oila, because oilas are brought from male animals. So therefore, these male animals, you could sell to people that want to bring a carbon oila. The nekevas, the female animals, yamachu, you also sell them letzarchi zivchishlam, since the oila cannot be from a female, so you sell it for people that want to bring a carbon shlam, which could be brought from nekevas. So, and from the process, from the the sales that were made from both the males and the females, and then you take all the profits, which all the other properties go straight away to Bedik HaBayis, to the building upkeep fund. However, regarding the animals, if they're fit to be brought as karbanis, we can't just give it straight to Bedik HaBayis, because there's an isser when you have animals that are tamim, that are fit to be brought as karbanis, to go ahead and bring it to the Bedik HaBayis. So you sell it to people that want to use it, but what we're talking about is that all the money that's coming in, we want to make sure even from those that are fit to be animals, they're all going to go to the Bedik HaBayis. And that's because Rabbi Eliezer holds that stam hektish, when a person says, I want to be makdish something, that goes to Bedik HaBayis, even something that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach. But the problem is, as we said before, something that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, you can't give to the Bedik HaBayis, because that's a prohibition. That's something that's tamim, has to be brought on the Mizbeach. So therefore, what you do is you sell it, and it ultimately is brought on the Mizbeach by the people you're selling it to, but the money, all the money is going towards Bedik HaBayis, because that was the person's intention when he was marked or something. Rabbi Shuaimer, he argues. He says, Zecharim atzman yikruv oilis. You don't sell the males for people that want to bring it. You actually take all this person's property. We go, we collect all his property. We find these male animals. Those are brought directly onto the Mizbeach as carbon oilah. V'nekevis, however, the female animals, there Yimachu, there Yibishu agrees, you sell it, letzar chizev chishlam, for the purposes for those that want to bring a carbon shlam, where there it can be brought from a female. But on this, he argues, even on this, the Yavi Bidmeyan Oilis. However, the profits that are coming from those sales doesn't go to the Bedik HaBayis. It's brought to purchase a carbon oilah, and those oilis are brought on the Mizbeach. That's because Rabbi Shua holds that something that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, which are these male and these female animals, generally we would assume that the person that's being makdashed, his intention is for the Mizbeach. And therefore the males themselves, they're fit to go directly onto the Mizbeach, you bring on the Mizbeach. But the females, we don't say that the one that was makdashed, that his animal, his female animal, is going to go now itself be brought as a carbon shlamim. Because a person's intention, when he says, I want to give my stuff over to Hektish, he means it should go totally to Hashem. And the problem with that is a shlamim is not totally to Hashem. It's eaten by the owners. So what you do is, you sell that female animal for someone else that wants to bring a carbon shlamim. And that's because, as we said, because anything that's fit to Mizbeach have to go onto Mizbeach because it gets a Kedushas to Mizbeach. Then the profits from that is then used to purchase a carbon itself, which is a carbon oila, and then that's totally going to Hashem. But it's not going to Bedik HaBayis, Rabbi Shua holds, it's going onto Mizbeach, because anything that's fit for the Mizbeach goes onto the Mizbeach. Shar Nechasim, however, regarding all the other parts of his property, then Yiplu Bedik HaBayis, and then that goes to Bedik HaBayis, because that's not fit for the Mizbeach, and that he would agree that type of hektish goes for the building fund. So Amr B'Kiva says, regarding this machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, do we say things go to the Bedik HaBayis, or do we say that sometimes they'll go to Mizbeach, like Rabbi Shua says? It says, Roy ani es divrei Rabbi Elazar, midivrei Rabbi Shua. It says, I prefer, to me it seems better, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, who says everything goes to Bedik HaBayis, than Rabbi Shua. And the reason is, Rabbi Elazar hishves midaisa. Rabbi Elazar gave a uniform opinion. Everything goes to Bedik HaBayis. Other properties, chairs, tables, everything, cars, Bedik HaBayis. Now, you have animals that fit the Mizbeach, Bedik HaBayis, but they're fit to go to the Mizbeach. So you sell it, let those people go ahead and use it for karbanis because it has to have Kedusha to the Mizbeach, but the monies are going to Bedik HaBayis. Whereas Rabbi Shua Chilik, according to Rabbi Shua, it depends. What does that mean? Sometimes he means this, sometimes he means that. Well, animals that he meant to give to the Mizbeach, but he gave one uniform statement, and therefore it makes sense to say that we're not going to say something's Mizbeach, something's Bedik HaBayis. Rather, he says, to me, Royani, I see the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, everything goes to Bedik HaBayis. That Amr Papayas, he says, Shematis Divishnein, I heard a way of explaining and synthesizing both of their pshatim. And that is because it depends. Hamakdish Befeirish, if someone explicitly, he delineates what he's being makdish. And that is, he says, my animals and my properties, I want all these items, goes through all the items and says, I want them to go to Hektish. Now, once he really separated and teased out and chose to say each thing individually, and still he didn't say when he was saying it, he's going through the whole list, my animals, my cars, my tables, he didn't say, and I want my animals to go to Mizbeach and my properties to go to Bedik HaBayis. So from the fact that he's still saying them all out, obviously he wants them to go to one place. Now, where's one place that everything would be able to go to? Well, that's Bedik HaBayis, because the chairs are not being brought to the Mizbeach. So when he's Befeirish, that's Kedivrei Rabbi Elazar. That's like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, where that's where everyone would agree that it's going to go to Bedik HaBayis. However, v'hamakdish tam, if someone just said, all my properties. He didn't say what these items are. Then we say that he wants the Hekdesh to go for everything where it should go, where it's fitting to be. That's Kedivrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's like Rabbi Yeshua who says, well, it depends. This is fit to go to Mizbech, it goes to Mizbech. This is fit to Bet HaGvayos, it goes to Bet HaGvayos. Because he didn't specify all these items and then say, oh, I'm being Makdash, because then once he's specifying, he should have said where it's supposed to be. But if you make one general statement, then it's not that you want it to go to one place necessarily. You want, I'm saying, I'm giving it to Hekdesh, but whichever department in Hekdesh is supposed to go to, then it should go, and that's like Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Now the Mishnah continues, says, HaMakdash Nechasav, a similar type of a case. If someone makes his properties Hekdesh, and there were items that were fit for the Mizbeach, which are yenos, wines, which are the libations that are poured on the Mizbeach, the shmanim, the oils, the oifis, and birds. So that the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, and the Tikkun Chatan explains in Amud Beis, this cannot be the same Rabbi Eliezer that was just quoted before in Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, as we'll explain in Amud Beis, because this Rabbi Eliezer is going like Rabbi Yeshua, not like the Rabbi Eliezer that was quoted before, so must be one of them is Rabbi Lazar and the other one's Rabbi Eliezer. However, this Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Yimachu l'tzarchi ois hamin. What you do is, you sell it for the utility of that thing, and that is wine for those that need nesachim, and oifis for someone that has to bring one of the kinim, the yavid bidmehen oilis, and then you bring with the monetary, in with the money that was made out of it, you bring carbon oilis, Bishan Chasim and the other properties, Yiplu Bedigabayas, they go to Bedigabayas. Again, that's like Rabbi Shua's opinion, not like Rabbi Yez's opinion, because according to Rabbi Yez, everything goes to Bedigabayas. This obviously is going like Rabbi Shua. I think I'm going to explain exactly this opinion, but the point is that it's since it's fit for the Mizbeach, things that fit the Mizbeach are ultimately brought on the Mizbeach, not Bedigabayas, and therefore you sell it for those who need these Yen, Nishman, and Eifis, and then the profits are brought as a carbon oil on the Mizbeach. Now, in our Mishnah, we said, HaMakdish, if someone is sanctifies his nechasim, and in them there were things that were fit, l'karbanas tzibur, for karbanas tzibur, so there we had the machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Nazar. So first the Gemara explains exactly what is this item that we were speaking about, of quote, carbon tzibur, that we had this machlekes, what do we do with it? So in that Rabbi Yechonah Amar, he explains, Ketayris, it's a reference to Ketayris, when it says in the Mishnah, it's something that's fit for carbon tzibur, it can't be talking about behema or all these other things, because the Mishnah talks about all the other things of behema and yain and shemen and oif. So obviously, it must be talking about keteris. No, from this, the Gemara infers that must be that an individual, and this was quoted on the previous daf, that an individual could donate keteris. Because what we're talking about over here is that he had all his properties, and he said, I want to go to Hekdesh. And then we said, if there's something that fit for a carbon sibber, we have that type of sanctity that it has on it. Now, we're saying, what is that item? We're saying that item is keteris. So obviously, it could have the kedusha of keteris, even though it's coming from an individual, which is up for debate, because we could say that an individual cannot give over, as we mentioned on previous tafim, regarding this machlekes, if a yachid could be menadiv, something to the tzibur, and give it over to the tzibur. However, on that, Reb Hoysh says that it's not necessarily true, that even if we say we're talking about keteris, that it means that individual could donate something that has to come from the tzibur. Because Tifta, you could interpret that we're talking about who is this person that's donating all his nechasim, and in there's Keteris that has the Kedusha of Keteris, is Be'uman Mishel Beis Avtinus. We're talking about one of the craftsmen of the household of Avtinus. Shayinaitl Beschara Keteris, as we had mentioned in previous stuff, that they take their pay from the Keteris itself. Now, before they got a chance, as they usually do, they repurchase it with the new Trumas Alishka from that household, before they got a chance, he was Makdash Olos Nechasim. And therefore, you could even say that an individual cannot be Menadav. But here we're talking about Keteris that was already Keteris, because he got the old Keteris. And that's why it has Kedusha of Keteris, and therefore we're saying this Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Ben Nazar regarding what do we do with this sanctified item of the Keteris, but not because of Yochad Kibbe Menadav. We're talking about that this was the old Keteris from the Tzibur. Now the Gemara explains, so Mat Taima de Ben Azai. What's the reason of Ben Azai that he argues with Rabbi Kiva? Kiva says you can pay it straight to the craftsman, and Ben Azai says not. So what's the reason? She'en ha'hekdesh meschal al malocha. He argues with Rabbi Kiva. He holds that you cannot deconsecrate the something of hekdesh, in this case, keteris, on work. El alamois has to be on monies. Something that's chulin will deconsecrate this item that's hekdesh, and they transfer. But you can't take it on a labor, which is not something of mamashis, of an object, and that's why he argues and he says you have to go through the process which was mentioned on the previous stuff. You can't just give it straight and deconsecrated on labor. Now the Gemara continues, Taman Taninen. We learned over there in the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah Masechet Tmur and Daflam and Alpha and Beis, that says, Yesh Bekotche Bedek Abayis. There are certain halachas, chumras, stringencies that apply to the hektish of Bedek Abayis, of the building fund, which are things that they use to maintain the area of the Beis HaMikdash, which do not apply to the other area of hektish, that of Kotche Mizbeach. And they are, Shastam Hekdashis, because generally when a person, without, if he doesn't specify what he's saying that the Kedusha should be for, he just says, I want this to go to Hekdash, Lebedek Abayis. That's a stringency we say, that's a Maila that we say that doesn't go to the Mizbeach, rather goes to the fund of the Beis HaMikdash of the Bedek Abayis. Another Maila is, Hekdash Bedek Abayis Chal Alakol, the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Bedek Abayis fund can take place, and its Kedusha could be acquired on every type of item, no matter what it is. Whereas that we don't say that by Kach Mizbech. That has to be something that's fit to Mizbech. Umaylin Bigdulehan. Another thing is that there are the halachas of the Mi'ilah, of misappropriation, even for things that are outgrowths of the item itself. Where we say, let's say, by a chicken with its eggs, or with an animal for its milk, those are what's called Gidulehan. Those are stringencies that apply just to Bedek HaBayis, that everything that comes out of it that's manifest from it also has that Kedusha. And also, Ve'ein Behem Hanoi L'Kahanim. There is no Hana from this Hekdash to Kahanim, which is a contrast to Kachem Mizbeach, where there the meat or the skin, the hide of the animal goes to the Kahanim. By Kachem Bedek HaBayis, it goes straight to Hashem. None of it goes to the Kahanim. Now, on this, Amr B'Chananya, this is where it comes related to our daf. B'Chananya says that this that we learned, that Stam Hekdash goes to Bedek HaBayis, that's like Rebbe Eliezer, it's like Rebbe Eliezer to Tanina, like we learned in our Mishnah. That our Mishnah said, HaMakdash Nechaz, if someone takes his properties and he gives it to Hekdash. And we said, V'hoysa ben behem ru'u yagav Mizbeach, there was an animal that was fit to be brought onto the Mizbeach. And that is Zecharim, and the Kavis, whether it's male or female. Rebbe Eliezer says, Zecharim yimachru letzarchei oilas. What you do is you don't bring that male, which is fit to be brought as an oila, on the Mizbeach. Rather, you sell it for people that need it to use for a carbon oila. And the females, which is not fit for an oil, you sell for people that need to bring a carbon shalom. And then the monies, where do they go? Even though you have items fit for the Mizbeach, but we say when someone makes an item hektish, where does it go? It goes to Bedek HaBayis, and that's the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, and therefore he's the Tana of that Mishnah, Masechtas Tmura, like he says over here, that every time you just say hektish tam, it goes to Bedek HaBayis. So Amar Rebbe Yechon says, time in Rebbe Eliezer, what's the reason of Rebbe Eliezer's opinion? Because there's a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chav Zayin that says, V'ish ki yakdish es beis hakodesh l'Hashem. If a person will sanctify his house, holy to Hashem. Now, what are we talking about here? What does the pasuk mean when it's talking about someone sanctifying his house? If you would think, as the literal translation sounds like, they were talking about a house where a person lives in. But Kfar Ksiv, there's another pasuk that already talks about being makdish a house, where it says, V'im ha-makdish yigal es beis hakodesh. That if the one will be that has sanctified will come to redeem his house. So we see we're already talking about elsewhere the Kedusha of the house. So what are we talking about over here? Elikia nan kayomen, what are we talking about over here? B'makdish nechasav, where a person sanctified his properties in such a case as we learned that of Rebbe Eliezer. And not that a person's doing his house, it means inclusive of all the items that he owns. And on that, the pasuk says, Kedish Lashem, and that it should be holy to Hashem. So Mikon, Shestam Hekdesh is the Bedek HaBayis. From here you learn that Stam Hekdesh, which means for a person's all his properties, that it goes to Bedek HaBayis, because we're seeing that when there's Stam Hekdesh, where the Pasuk shows you that it's going totally to Hashem, because from the words Kodesh Lashem, it's obvious that it's going just to Hashem. Now what is the Hekdesh that goes just to Hashem? That is the Hekdesh of Bedek HaBayis. Amar B'Zeira, so we have two different versions of Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav. So Rav Zeira says, Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav says, "Bema pligin, this machlik is to Nerlezer and Yerushua in our Mishnah. That where do we say these items go to that are fit for the Mizbeach? Do they go, doesn't make a difference, do they go to Bedek HaBayis like everything else like Beleza says? Or do the items that are fit for the Mizbeach go on the Mizbeach like Yerushua says?" So on that, Rav Zeira's version of Rav Chuna in the name of Rav says, that their machlikis wasn't the case, as our Gias in our Mishnah is, Bema Kedish Nechasab, when they sanctified the properties Stam. In other words, there Rebbe Eliezer argues and he holds that even though the animals are fit to be brought to the Mizbeach, they're still going to be brought to the Bedek HaBayis like all the other properties that go to the Bedek HaBayis. Al b'makdish edrei, but if a person sanctified his animals, his flock. And that is, he's not sanctifying all his property. He's saying, I want my animals to be hekdesh, which are fit for the Mizbeach. They're called Amma Moidoy. There, everybody agrees. And that is, even Rabbi Elazar would agree, Shehul Mizbeach. That there goes to Mizbeach because there, you're specifying my animals. What do animals go to? That goes to Mizbeach. Their whole machlikus was, in the case he said, Nechasai, my properties. Now, properties, at least for all the other properties, the chairs and the tables, they're all going to Beit HaGabbai. So therefore, since he included them all, even though there are also animals that are fit for the Mizbeach, but you say it's like everything else he meant for the Beit HaGabbai, that's where they argued. On that, the Gemara says, Rebba, he has a different version. He says that Reb Chunin b'shem Rav said, Maplikin, what was this case that they were arguing about in our Mishnah, Relezer and Beshua? That's B'makdish Edroi. That's only in that case of when a person sanctified his flock, his animal. But if he sanctified all his properties, there kol ama moida, there everyone agrees, shehula bedek habayis. There everyone agrees that it goes to the bedek habayis, even Rabbi Yeshua. And the reason is because a person does not differentiate in his neder. If he's saying one thing, that my property should go to hekdesh, now you can't say that, some will go there, some will go there. He meant one thing, a person does not differentiate, and therefore since everyone agrees at least some of it's going to the bedek habayis, there even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that everything goes to the bedek habayis. Now, as the Tikkun Chazan says, according to this gear, so you have to say, obviously, you cannot learn in our Mishnah the words Shar Nechasim, because obviously the way we're explaining is that there are no other Nechasim. We're saying the whole Machlikus was only in the case of when you Makdish Edra, and this is how the Gemara answers Masechtas Tmura. But this is how he learns the Machlikus. So the Gemara says, based on these two different versions of how do we say what they were arguing about, were they arguing about only Makdish Edra, or were they only arguing about the case of Makdish Nechasim? So Al Daitid Reb Zera Nichas. The Gemara says, Reb Zera, the first version of Zeira, it makes a lot of sense. The way our Gersa was that how we explained up until now. And that is, they were arguing about the case of Makdish Nechasav, and there's what we had the Machlekes. But if you say Makdish Edrei, the Imre Belaza would agree that, look, you're specifying animals. Where do animals go to? They go to the Mizbeach, and he would agree to that. But Vikasha Al Reba, but Reba's version, his version is difficult. And that is, why would Reb Elazar argue, which is how he's saying it's Toma, the case when you makdash your eder, when you makdash just the animals, your flock, that Reb Elazar would still say over there that it goes to Beit HaGabbai, but Behema Loyal Mizbeachi? I mean, where do animals go to? Animals go to the Mizbeach. If someone's saying, I'm being makdash my animals, isn't that obvious that even Reb Elazar would agree that it should go to the Mizbeach and not to Beit HaGabbai? On that, the Gemara answers no, to the contrary. Behema Loyal Mizbeachi, you're right. Where do animals usually go to? It go to the Mizbeach. And that is, if you would specify, you wanted to go to Mizbeach. However, why was this person not specific? Why didn't he say where it should go? Oh, rather, to the contrary, that he didn't say, obviously is that he's intending for it to not go to Mizbeach, because or else he would have said, must be, he wants it to go to Beit HaGabbai. So the fact that he didn't say that says more than what he did say, and therefore that's why Rabbi Elazar would say, even such a case, he wants it to go to Beit HaGabbai. Now the Gemara continues, we had two different interpretations in the Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua regarding what is it that they argue about. Do they only argue about Makdash Nechasav, or do they only argue about regarding Makdash Edrei, and that the other opinion would agree in the other case? Now we have a third version. Rabbi Yechiel Amar, he says, not like the two previous opinions of Reb Zeir and Ba, he says, Loi Shanya, there's no difference. He ha makdish nechasav, the same case as the Girsa of Amishna, when someone sanctifies his properties, he ha makdish edra is the same case as when someone sanctifies his flock, he ha machlekes, it's the same machlekes. They argue on both cases. And that is regarding the case of when they sanctify his properties nechasav, so that makes a lot of sense, as we explained up until now in the Mishnah. And regarding the argument regarding when you makdish just your edra, just the animals, the other reasonable laws is from the fact that you didn't say anything, as we just explained. Obviously, you mean to go to Beit HaGabbai. And on that, Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he holds that, no, where do behemoths go? Do they go to Mizbeach? And therefore, he's saying, not like either one. He says they argue on both cases, both on when you makdash Nechasav and when you makdash Edra. Now, the Girsa continues with Rav Chunin b'shem Rav and Rav Bavo b'shem Rabbi Yechidon. They say the following halacha. Katshe Beit HaGabbai. When you have animals that are that have the Kedusha of Beit HaGabbai, which is exactly a continuation of the halachas we were just talking about, which is in the same type of case of our Mishnah, which is when someone says, I want my items to go to Hekdesh, which is it's taking it to Beit HaGabbai, in spite of the fact that it's something royal in Mizbeach, it's an animal. That, they say in the name of Rabbi Yechidon, Shepoidon Tamimim, that if someone redeems it when it's still whole, it has no blemishes, that Yatzel Chulin, it could go out to Chulin, it could be deconsecrated and have a halacha of Chulin, even though it's Tamim, which generally we say that it has to go out in Yirat Sheyestayv, it should develop a blemish. But in this case, of where it never had the Kedusha of Mizbeach, it only had the Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, and where do you have that? Again, in our case, where he was being Makdash Olz Nechasim, and therefore they're all included in Bedek Abayis. That, the halacha is being said, that this is going to be unique in the sense of that you could actually redeem it in its Tamimistic fashion, without even without a blemish, and still you could use it for Chulin purposes. So then the Gemara says, Masnit Namar Kain, that our Mishnah actually says that there's a Mishnah that says the same thing, and this Mishnah is a Chulin, and Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, it's a Mecharis, and Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. Where that Mishnah is talking about regarding if an animal developed a blemish before it became hektish. So it had this permanent blemish, and then a person was makdish it. So that the Mishnah over there says that vladin v'chalavin, so the children and the milk that come out of this animal are mutu la'acha b'dyonin. They're permitted after the redemption of this animal. Where that's in contrast to, if let's say that it would have developed a blemish after it was hektish, where there we would not say such a halacha. Now, we see from the maskan of the Gemara over there, we will continue on to Amud Beis, that bali mumin for the mizbeach, that is an animal, which that's the case they're discussing over there in the Mishnah, where these are animals that were given over for hektish from the mizbeach, but they have a blemish, it's always more chamer, more stringent in all states, whether even though it has a mum, which again takes away from the sanctity of the animal, and it's always going to be more stringent than the Kedusha of Bedek HaBayis. Now, what was forbidden by, and we find out, what was forbidden by a Baal Mum for the Mizbeach, which if it didn't have redemption yet, which we explained is the case in Vlodis and Chalavin, there we say even if the Mum came before, it was Hektish. But without Pidyon, it's not going to be permitted. But by Bedek HaBayis, is permitted even if it's Tumim, even without redemption. That is, we're allowed to use the milk and the children of these animals, even though they're tamim, they're complete, and it wasn't even redeemed yet. So from there, the Gemara is proving to this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, that is, if we find by the kachim of the mizbeach, that if it's balei mum, and if it was redeemed, then we say that the milk and the children are going to be permitted. So therefore, here also, by the kachim of the kabayas, that even if it's tamim, it's going to be permitted, but at least after pidyon. So we're drawing this correlation between over there where it's a more stringent halacha, and yet we see that after pidyon, it allows the stringencies that did apply to it, which were the children and the milk. Here also, what were the stringencies that applied to the bedek habayis before you redeemed it? Well, for the milk and the children, that was permitted even before. So what would redemption help? Redemption would help that even the animal itself would be permitted, and that's like Rabbi Yechanan's halacha, that when an animal that has, even though it's tamim, but only has Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, after it's redeemed, it's Yoytzil Chulin, just like Kachim Mizbeach, that's a Baal Mum, after the pidyon, you're allowed to go ahead and use the milk and the children. Now, in that, the Gemara says, it's not a raya from that. You can't prove that. Because Rav Chizkiya B'Shem Rav Chizda, he says, Tifter, that we can interpret that Mishnah over there, Shepedoin Tamimin V'humamu, that we're talking about that they were redeemed when they were tam. You could draw that parallel, but that it has to develop a mum. And that is so, although, again, there is this comparison that you want to draw, that pidyon is doing something, even by kachim mizbeach, which allows what was forbidden up until now. Hence, it should do the same thing for bedek habayis. Well, what was forbidden up until now? Not the milk and the animals by the bedek habayis one, because that's permitted even when it's tum, when it's unblemished. So it must be it's permitting the animal itself. Yes, but there's one thing that you're missing. And that is because although they both only have a caduceus mammon, a monetary sanctity. But you still need to have both things that apply that we find by the Kachim Mizbeach case, which is, one is the redemption. Yes, that you're comparing properly, but there's another component of humamu, of that it has to develop a blemish, which that's the halacha that we're trying to draw a kol shekein, a kavachayma, from the case of Kachim Mizbeach. And therefore, there wouldn't be a raya, even if it's tamim, that's going to be yoytzel l'chulin. And therefore, it would not be yoytzel l'chulin if it was tamim. It would have to develop. It can develop it after it was redeemed. You could redeem it before the blemish, but for it to go out to chulin, it has to develop at some point a blemish, and only then will it be yoytzel l'chulin. Now, that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yisi, B'Shem Rav Chizda, he says, Masnita Amrkein, that yes, if we look into it, the Mishnah actually says, like those who argue on Rabbi Yechanan, because it says over there that vladon v'chelbon, that the milk and the children of the kachim is beach, in contrast to the Kacha Bedek Abayis, are Asur La'achad Pidyonim, that they're forbidden after their redemption. Now, what is the contrast? In contrast to Bedek Abayis that have developed a blemish, which this is the quote from the Mishnah Tumur on the Flamen Alfam and Beis, we see this idea that, yes, it's going to be permitted, the animal itself, after it's redeemed, but it's the contrast of the case of the Kacha Mizbeach, where there it's forbidden, even after the pidyon. Now, what's permitted after the pidyon by the Bedek Abayis is the vladin and chalavin. But for the animal itself to be permitted, it has to have at least a blemish. However, the Gemara says, the Reb Chizki b'shem Rabbi Yose, he says no. He says, like Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, that even if it's tamimim, it could be yoytz l'chulam. And that is kachay Bedek Abayis, shepeton tamimim, if it was redeemed when it was in unblemished state, yoytz l'chulam, it does go out to chulam status. And he proves it because he says, in Taimer lo yatz l'chulin, if you will say, like those who argue in Rabbi Yochanan say that it will not go out to chulin, but then, heyach kachi mizbeach, chol na kachi bedek abayis. How could the sanctity for the mizbeach be chal on the items that have a kedusha of bedek abayis? And that is because we learned in our Mishnah. We said, yimachru l'tzarchi oilis, that these animals, which we said have a kedusha of bedek abayis, should be sold for the purpose of people that need to go ahead and bring a carbon oilis. Now, if even after they're redeemed, they don't go out to chulin, because how could a person buy it if it has a blemish? We're obviously talking about there's no blemish over here. Now, but if it doesn't go out to chulin after it's redeemed, so how can the kedusha of mizbeach, which this person that is being sold to, who wants to bring as a carbon oila, be chal on it after it's sold to him? But we learned in Masechtas Temura that whether they be kacha mizbeach or kacha bedek abayis, it cannot transfer from one Kedusha to another Kedusha. It could go out to Chulin and then maybe transfer to another Kedusha. But if here this Kacha Bedek Abayis cannot be deconsecrated in its Tamimistic estate, so how can you go ahead and sell it to someone who wants to bring it as a carbon for Kacha Mizbeach? It cannot go from one Kedusha to another. Another Gemara says that it's not a Raya. Because Bali Mumin, this idea of Chizda requires that it has to develop a blemish before it goes out to Chulin. In other words, those who argue under Rabbi Yochanan and Reb Chizkiah and the name of Rabbi Yosef, it's not a raya to what they're saying. You could actually say that it will not go out to chulin in its tamimistic estate. However, this that they require, since they require it to be a bal mum for it to first become chulin, is because kachi mizbeach chal alein, is that on some level, midrabanan, these tamimim, animals of hektish bedek abayis, has the kedusha of the mizbeach that is chal on it. And that is because, as the Gemara will explain why that is in a moment, but we're saying that although they're Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, there is some Kedusha of Mizbeach in it already. And that's why what you're saying that, whoa, how can you go ahead and transfer from Bedek Abayis to the Mizbeach, which our mission is saying that you sell it off for people that need it as oilis, if it cannot transfer one Kedusha to another, if it doesn't come first Chulin, so obviously you're saying that a Tamim could go out to Chulin, then we're saying no. It could go from Bedek Abayis and it could be sold to the Mizbeach because it already has some Kedusha Mizbeach inside of it right now. To which Gemara asks, Lai Damila? And that is, where do we find that there's some type of a Kedusha Mizbeach that's chal on these animals that are tamim in the Bedek Abayis that you're saying that, oh, it already has it, so it could go and be sold for the Kedusha Mizbeach? That the Gemara answer is, Legizav Lavoidam. And that is because these animals that are tamim, that are unblemished, although they only have Kedusha of Bedek Abayis, it has certain halachas of kedushas mizbeach in the sense that you can't share the wool, you can't do any work with that. But that are only things that have the kedusha of mizbeach, and similarly for their milk and for their children. And therefore, it's not difficult according to Rav Chizda and those who hold that it does have to develop a blemish first. Because to go to chulin, yes, it actually has to have a blemish first. So then, how can it go from the kedusha in our Mishnah of bedek abayis and be sold as oilas to go straight to kacha mizbeach? It's because it already has kedushas mizbeach in it. Another Gemara quotes a brisa, and the reason why it quotes this brisa is because since in our Mishnah we mentioned the differences between if animal is a zachar or a nekeva, so they mentioned this machlik is over here. So the brisa says that hifrish nekeva lo ilasa, if someone separated, he designated a female animal for his carbon oila, or ilapischa, or for his carbon pesach, or la ashmai for his carbon ashram. Now all these three categories have to be coming from males and not females, but a person designated a female animal for that. So we have a three remachlekes regarding these type of hekdeshes regarding halachas of making something a temura, which a temura is something, and we have an animal that has kedusha, you say, oh, I want to transfer the kedusha from this animal to this animal. Not only do you not transfer it, but they both now have the same sanctity of this animal. That's what's called temura, which means to transfer. So on that, the first opinion in the Brisa says that you can make the Temura, although generally a carbon oilo or Pesach or Ashim cannot be a female, but here he has this female carbon oilo, Ashim and Pesach. This animal now, if I would say to transfer it to another animal, that would be eligible for the lachas of Temura, and this would become a Temura, the other one. Reb Shimon Aimer, the second opinion, he says, Lo'ilosoi oisa Temura, for the carbon oila, this female oila, you can make a tamura, but lepiskula ashma inos a tamura, but for the carbon pesach and the asham, they would not be eligible for the halachas of tamura. It doesn't have, as if the animal has the sanctity of the carbon, to say that now it could be transferred and then the halacha of tamura will apply. The third opinion, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Reb Shimon, he has a different version of Reb Shimon. He says, lo ilasi ulepiskula ashma, for all three categories, inos a tamura, neither is eligible to be have a transfer of a tamura. In other words, they don't have, neither one has some type of a kedushas haguf, as if it has physical sanctity, to say that it's going to be transferred to another animal. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, time of Reb Shimon, what's the reason of Reb Shimon, that one which was mentioned in the second opinion, that he says that for a carbon oil you can make a tamura, but not for the other ones, is because she came at sinu in the cave of ba'if kashera labala oila, because we find a female which comes in the form of a bird, that is permitted to be brought as a carbon oila, because there's a halacha that says that there are the halachas of tamas, of being unblemished, and zachris, which the halacha said it has to be specifically a male by a behemoth, by animals. But there's the ain tamas v'zachris, we don't say that it has to be unblemished, or that it has to be male by oifas, by birds. And therefore, the shame oila could be chal on an oif, so you could have a carbon oila that's a bird, that could be a female. And therefore, since we find that concept of oilas being nekevis, so on some level, there's some kedusha here that's happening even to an animal, which again cannot be brought as an oila, but it will have shame oila on it, because an oila, at least by a bird, could be a female. And therefore, it will be eligible for the lachas of temura, even by an animal, because it does have some type of physical sanctity over here. Lama Rabbi Yechon says, time of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who he had a different version in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that he held that by all these categories, you cannot make a temura, and that is, they do not have any physical sanctity? Because he holds as follows, the following logic. Im min b'mino, if we find, by, let's say, the carbon ashim itself, where in its own category, it doesn't, hu chalak alav, it would make a difference, and one would not be able to have any physical sanctity, as Igmar will explain momentarily what that means. And therefore, a temur will not be applicable. So, koshkin min b'she'inim minim, most definitely, when they're different, when the different species, or in other words, when you have one that's a male and one that's a female, most definitely, it would not apply to have that kedusha, and therefore, no kedusha would be on it whatsoever, and therefore, no temur would be applicable, as Igmar explains. Ezehu min b'mina shu chalaklav, what does he mean when he says that you can have it from the same type, yet still, since there's a difference, there will be no kedusha and hence no temura? Most definitely, when one's male and one's female, for sure it's not going to be applicable. So now the Gemara explains, Kahadutani, it's like we learned in the Tosefta in the first parak of Masechta Zevachim, that says, Asham ben Shana, if someone was supposed to bring an Asham in its first year, Vehevi ben Shtayim, but he brings an Asham in its second year, or ben Shtayim, if you're supposed to bring an Asham that's in its second year, and that is, for example, Asham Gezelois, which a person brings a carbon Asham for theft, Me'ilois, Shevcha Charufa, where there it says, by that Asham it has to be an isle, which means it's already in its second year. But instead, Vehevi Ben, and the Gersh has changed from Shalish to Shana, instead he brought an Asham in its first year, where there are certain Ashamas that are supposed to be a Kevis, which is in its first year, which is Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra. So he switched it. Instead of bringing the one in its first year, he brought the one in the second year. Or instead of bringing the second one, he brought the one in the first year. And that's halacha, and the girsa has changed from layatza to the word kasher. It's kasher, however, and the girsa is added to elashalei olu labailam l'shem chayv. However, it's just, although it's going to be a kasher animal, but it will not fulfill the obligation of the owner, and he'll have to bring a new carbon. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Shimon says, kol atzmon eini kadeshim. The entire animal has no kedusha whatsoever. Therefore, although the Tanakhama said that you're not fulfilling your chiv, but it's going to be at least a kosher carbon, he says, no, there's no kedusha whatsoever. And this is what Rabbi Yechanan was saying, was what Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda was saying, that if you find min im minoi, that is, they're both male. The only difference between them are, is they're both ashams even. It's just a one, there's a difference in time. One's a year old, one's in its first year, one's already in its second year, and yet still we find that Reb Shimon says that it won't have any kedusha whatsoever. That's what he said, that kol shekein minim she'einim minim, for sure, when they're different, that they're not even both males. One's a female and one's a male, they most definitely will have no kedusha whatsoever. And Reb Shimon ben Yehuda was going in whose opinion? In Reb Shimon's opinion. And here you see, Reb Shimon himself, he says that if even if they're both male, it's just a year off. It can be even a few days off. One's after its first year, one's before its first year. And still there he holds no kedusha whatsoever. Most definitely, when one's a female, there's not going to be any kedusha whatsoever. And therefore, there's no physical sanctity in this animal because you can't make a nashim into a female and so toward an oilam pesach. And therefore, there will be no tumura. Now, related to our topic, what we were talking about before, so the Gemara brings it back. Amr b'yechanan. Reb Shimon, this Reb Shimon that we had just mentioned, Reb Yeshua and Reb Shua of our Mishnah, that he says that the female animals get sold for the purposes of carbon shlamim, and then with their monies we bring a carbon oila, shneim amru davar echad. They're both saying the same thing. So Reb Shimon from this brayso that was just quoted, and Yeshua of our Mishnah say the same halacha, and that is kamad Reb Yeshua amr, just like Reb Yeshua says, that nekeva la oila loy kacha, that a female for a carbon oila cannot be sanctified. So although Reb Yeshua, which is in contrast to Reb Elazar, who holds that it's not going to the mizbech anyway, goes to Bedek Abayis, but he also goes to the mizbech. But yet still, although he says that when it's a male, it's going to go to Mizbech, female, he says, will not be brought as an oila. Rather, you sell it off as a shlam, and then the monies will go to an oila. And therefore, the female itself will not have the kedusha of an oila. Ela hektish damim, it only has the sanctity of its monetary value as an oila. And therefore, the money that we make off selling it will be brought as an oila. Kein Reb Shimon amar. So too Reb Shimon, which is the version of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in Reb Shimon. And that is, everything that itself is not fit to be brought as a carbon, we don't say it has any kedushas haguf, and that is even for it to be brought as an oila. And therefore, as the Gemara will demonstrate, it doesn't have to have re'iyah, it doesn't have to go out to graze and develop a blemish. But you could sell it straight off, and that's also the reason why you can't make it into tamura, why that third version, in the third opinion, the Braisa said, that of Reb Shimon Yehuda and Reb Shimon, that neither if it's asham or oila pesach, could it be made as a tamura. And that is because nikevelo oila loikacha, a female for an oila does not have any sanctity. Ela hektish dam, it only has the sanctity of its money, and that's why he said that females are sold for the purposes of a carbon shlam. This is the opinion that we find both Reb Yeshua in our Mishnah, and we find in Reb Shimon Yehuda's version of Reb Shimon, as the Gemara explains. Because in tamer kacha kedusha zaguf, if you would say that it does have a physical sanctity, not just a kedushas damim, then yiru. Then it should have said that it should first graze until it develops a blemish, then it could be sold, and then you purchase with its value a carbon shlamim. But we don't say that. Rather, obviously, both of them are saying that you could sell it straight off, and that is why there's no tamur on them. They both hold that it only has a kedushas damim and no kedushas aguf. So that Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, and the Girsa here adds the word ein ani roya estiv Reb Shimon Pesach. I do not agree, I don't see the opinion of Reb Shimon in regards to the category of the carbon Pesach. There were three categories that were mentioned in the Braisa. It was Pesach, there was the Asham, and there was the Eila. So he says, regarding that of the Pesach, I disagree. And the reason is, and the Girsa has changed from Sheha Moisa to Shem Moisa Pesach Bashlamim, because the excess of the carbon Pesach, it is brought as a carbon Shlamim. And the reason is, as the Gemara says, and the Girsa has changed from the word Sheha Moisa to Shem Moisa Pesach Bashlamim, because the excess, all the leftovers, things that are not ultimately brought as a carbon pesach, they're brought as a carbon shlamim, as we mentioned many times in Masechet Pesachim. And therefore, what Rebbe was saying was that since there is this the applicability of a carbon pesach being brought as a shlamim, that is, there is some form of shlamim in pesach, and a carbon shlamim could be brought as in the cave as a female. Now, although you're right, this animal, this female animal, will not be brought even as a shlamim after Pesach, as the Gemara in Masechtas Tumur Daf Yutches explains, that when it's left over after Pesach, it's going to have to develop a blemish. It's going to first have to graze. But what we do see is, similar to the svar we said before with the oif, is that since there is a shame of shlamim, there's some form and application of shlamim in the carbon, in the category of Pesach. Now, since it does apply that there are females by carbon shlamim, so therefore there is a kedushas haguf over here in this female Pesach, which even though it cannot be brought, but there is this Kedusha Seguf, and that's why it would require a mum, and that's why it could have a Temura applied to it, because it's not just Kedusha Dam, it actually does have Kedusha Seguf. Now, on that, the Gemara says, okay, so that's where Rebbe argues on Reb Shimon. But that, the Gemara asks, V'leima, but let Rebbe also say, Ein ani royes de Reb Shimon ba'asham. Not only do I disagree on one out of the three categories that have Pesach, he should disagree with him on Ashim too. And here the Gersa takes out also the letter Hey, Shemeiser Ashim Ba'ayla, because the excess of an Ashim is brought as a Karban Ayla. And therefore, what the Gemara is asking is that since the excess of an Ashim can be brought as an Ayla, so it comes out that this female Ashim is on some level like an oila, similar to like the Sephardic Gemara is explaining why he argues on Pesach, which on some level it's like the Shlamim is related to it. And therefore, essentially this Ashim should have a Kedushas Haguf, as we find by Oilas Nekeva. Now, because we find by an oila of a female, where there, since it applies to have an oila, even though you can't bring an oila either as a Nekeva, but a bird is able to be brought as a carbon oila, even if it's a nekeva. And therefore, the same thing should apply to the ashram, because the excess of ashram is brought as an ayla. So therefore, just like we say the meiser of a pesach is brought as a shlam, and shlam can be brought as a nekeva, so the meiser of the ashram, which is brought as an ayla, and ayla is able to, even though the animal itself cannot, but the oif version of it could be. So therefore, it should have a kedushas aguf, and therefore it should still require mum there also, and it also should not have, that it should also apply that you could make a temura, even by that of the category of the ashram. And therefore, Rebbe should argue not only on the case of Pesach, but even on the case of Ashim. And that the Gemara differentiates between the two of them. Am Rebbe Avin, Im Hikdish Pesach Bo Shlamim, if a person sanctifies a Karban Pesach, and then from the Pesach becomes a Shlamim, there, Gufay Karb Shlamim, the actual Karban Pesach is brought as a Karban Shlamim in those cases where it wasn't brought and it was left over and it wasn't Nitche, we bring it as a Shlamim. And therefore, the actual animal itself has the shame of Shlam applicable to it. That's in contrast to Im Hikdash Asham Ba'ayla, when we say if someone makes something a sanctity of Asham, that it can be brought as an Ayla. In Gufay Karav Ayla, we never say that the actual Asham is brought as an Ayla. The halacha there by Asham, where the Maisur is brought as an Ayla, is only in the halacha where we say it has to graze until it develops a blemish. Then the monies go for a Nadava, and that Nadava goes for the Kayetz HaMizbech, for the dessert. And therefore, there is no Kedushas HaGuf on this Asham whatsoever of Ayla. Hence, there's no, when it's a female, it cannot have Kedushas HaGuf, because although Ayla could have somehow a category of Kedushas HaGuf, albeit not such a great one because it's only by Eif, but it would have some type of sanctity that you can make a Temur out of it, but that wouldn't apply to the Asham. Because although Ayla applies to it, it only applies to the monies of Asham. It never applies to the body, to the physical sanctity of the Asham. And therefore, there is no physical sanctity. And hence, that's why he didn't argue on the case of Asham. He only argued on the case of Pesach, where there he held that it does have some type of a Kedusha Seguf, and that you could make a Temur out of it. Now, the Gersa changes the words Mahu Kedain to, so Ma Pligi, what is the logic, what is the Svara, that's the Machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rebbe, who said, Ein ani roya, that he argued and him says, I don't see eye to eye with him on this halach of Pesach. So what is the svara that they argue on? So that the Gemara explains, Hahin Omar, Reb Shimon holds that Hekdish Damim Hekdish. And that's because it has this, the sanctity that this female Karban Pesach has is only a monetary sanctity. And that is, we do not say that because the excess is brought as a Karban Shlamim, that there should be a physical sanctity in this female animal. Because here, the actual animal is not being brought as a Karban Shlam, as we had quoted before from the Gemara Masechtas Temura, that says if this animal is left after Pesach, this female is not being brought as a Karban Shlam. And therefore, since it's coming from an invalid Kedusha, so therefore it's being rejected from a Karban Pesach, it's also being rejected from a Karban Shlam. And therefore, in such a case, we do not say that the animal itself is brought as a Karban Shlam, and hence there is no Kedusha. It doesn't even have a physical Kedusha either. It only has a Kedusha's Damim. Because yes, although the Meisah of Pesach is brought as a Shlam, and hence if Shlam could be in the cave, so too this, but this actual case, when it's a female, it's being rejected from Pesach, and hence it's being rejected for future Shlams also. It's only when it wasn't rejected from Pesach, but you just didn't bring it, and then it's a Shlam. In this case, where it's rejected from Pesach, it's rejected from Shlam too, and therefore there is no physical sanctity whatsoever on this animal. Whereas Vahonama, but however, Rebbe holds that Hekdesh Gufay Hekdesh, that he holds that no, that it does have a physical sanctity, and that's because since it does have a status, a name of Shlamim, because Pesach, its Meiser is brought as a Shlam. Now, since a Shlam could be brought as a Nekeva, you're right, this case actually will not be, but a Shlam could be, therefore it will have some type of physical sanctity in it, and therefore it could make a Temura, and that's why he argued on Reb Shimon. Now the Gemara continues, Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Shimon b'lakish. So he says, time at Reb Yeshua, what is the reason of Reb Yeshua in our Mishnah, where he said that the males themselves are brought as carbon oilus, and even the females, they themselves cannot be brought as a carbon oilus, they're sold off, and then their monies, not like Reb Elazar that goes to the Bedik Abayis, it goes to be brought in the Mizbeach again in the form of an oilus. So that's because it says, a pasuk in Vayikra Percha Beis, Daber l'Aharon v'albonav v'alkol b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lem, speak to Aaron, his children, and all the Jewish people, and say to them as follows, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael v'gomer, if there's going to be any person from the Jewish people, Asher Yaakov l'Hashem l'oil, that will bring a carbon to Hashem as a carbon oil. So the explanation is, Hakol karv l'oil, everything is being brought, that is, we generally assume that anything that's fit will be brought as a carbon oil. And that's because what the drush is really going on is in the words in the pasuk, which are not mentioned, Ablachol nidreim, ublachol nidvaisim, all in the darm, all in the davis, Asher yakriv l'Hashem yia oila. All of it's going to be an oila, and therefore that includes someone that's makdish his nechasim, as the case of our Mishnah. Where is it going to go? It's going to be brought, if it could be, as a carbon oila. All the proceeds are going to go there. Now the pasuk there says, Lutzainchem tamim zachar, that it should be as a rotzen, that unblemished male. And therefore I would only know that this halacha applies, that everything goes to the carbon, to the mizbeach as a carbon oila, if it's male. Minayin nefil nekevus, how do I know that that would even apply to the females, that you take the monetary value of the animal and bring it as a carbon oila? Tamaloyim ababakar. That's what the pasuk teaches, where it says the cattle. L'rabes es nekevus, that comes to include even the females, because it just says stam. It says the cattle, which would include also females. And that's how we know that it applies to Rabbi Shu's halacha, that it goes, that even the females are sold off as shlamims, but you take the proceeds and you bring it as a carbon oilah. So that the Gemara asks, Reb Yitzchak Bei Reb Elazar Shal, he asked, Ksiv Zachar, it says in the pasuk that we're talking about male, but Fa'at Amrit Babokur L'Rabbis in the Kevitz. You're saying from the words cattle, we're coming to include that the females. In other words, since it says the word Bakr, what's that? That's obviously coming to include something. So it's coming to include females, that their monetary value will be brought as a carbon oil, and that's excluding from the exclusion of the fact of Zachar, where it says that it has to be only males, so we're excluding from that criteria. On that, the Gemara says, but then the same thing should apply, where it says in the pasuk that it has to be unblemished, where that was reached, it says, Tamim Zachar. Now, Va'at Amrit Babakar L'Rabbis Balei Mumim, so you should say the same thing. You should say, oh, but it says in the pasuk Babakar, which includes all types of cattle. Now that should be even those which have blemishes, which that should come out, that should exclude from the exclusion of Tamim. Because it says Zachar, you're saying, oh, it's not just Zachar, it's even the Keva. So then, Tamim also, it's not just Tamim. Babakar concludes, even Balei Mumim. Ma b'nayin, what's the difference between them in Svara when you're expounding the pasuk where you say Babakar includes Nekevis? Why don't you say the same thing for Balei Mumim? On that, Rav says, Shifta dechadcha b'nayin. The difference between including females or including Balei Mumim is like the difference between the wood that the weavers would use to separate between the threads of the warp and the weft thread. And then basically what he was saying was, it's so obvious the difference, and therefore he didn't explain. Now, so what is the difference? The difference is because when you just say babakar with cattle, that makes sense to include females, because females are also fit generally as karbanis, as it says in the pasuk, im min habakar hu makriv, if you're bringing from bakar from cattle, on that there's a pasuk that says, im zachar vim nekeva tam yakrivanu, you should bring it as a male, as a female. And therefore when it says babakar, it would mean just like the carbon, which it should be tamim, and fit to be as broad as another carbon, which would include even female. But to include from the word babak or even Balei Mumim, blemished animals, that wouldn't make sense. Just like the Gemara elsewhere later on, it excludes from the term babakar, aifes, because that's not included in cattle, so too when this balmum would not be included in the term of babakar, because we don't find any carbon that's fit to be brought as a blemished animal, and therefore does not have any kedusha, even any kedusha saguf, physical sanctity whatsoever, that it should be considered to be brought as a carbon oila, to say that even the money from it will be brought as a carbon oila, rather there it would go to the Bedik Habayis. Now that the Gemara continues, we said in our Mishnah that the Mishnah concluded, Reb Elazar Omer, he says, Yimachru, what you do is, if you have, let's say, wines or oils or other things, oifas that are fit for the Mizbeach, so you sell it for Oisai Hamin. You sell it for that which is fit to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, and then we said that with the monies, you go ahead and use it for carbon oilis, because since these are items that are fit for the Mizbeach, so it's going into the Kachim Mizbeach arena. So therefore, although we're not going to bring these oils ourselves and these wines, we'll sell it for people that need to use it, similar to what we said regarding the Nekeva, as Rabbi Yeshua's opinion said, you sell it for those who need it, Hashlam. And for the monies, we use it as carbon oilis. So here also, you sell the birds, and you don't bring it on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara explains, Rebavo B'Shem Rebshim Ben Lakish, time of the Rebbe, what's a reason of Rebbe? So this is as we had just mentioned before the drasha when we explained the Rabbi Shua's opinion. It says in the pasuk, "Dabra laharan v'albana v'gaimer asher krivu l'Hashem la'oil," that they will bring it as a carbon, as a oila. Hakal karv la'oil, everything is brought as an oila. Again, the same way we just interpreted for Rabbi Shua. Now this is where the Tiklan Chatzin says, as we had mentioned already in the Mishnah, that it must be this last opinion, the Mishnah of Rebbe Lezer, must be that the girs is Rebbe Lezer, not Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer is the one who argues in Rebbe Shua in that Mishnah, and he holds that's not true. We don't say everything goes to an Ayla. To the contrary, he says that everything goes to the Bedek Abayis. Must be this is Rebbe Lazer, not Rebbe Eliezer. Now the Pasuk continues and says, L'Rutzainchem Tamim Zachar. There should be, as for an appeasement, there should be as a Rotzen, Tamim Zachar, an unblemished male. Now, Yachla Fala'ifis, you would think that doesn't say anywhere that has to be animal, it could be even birds, it just has to be unblemished and male. Tamalim babakar v'loyefus, that's what the Pasuk teaches you, that it has to be from the cattle and not from the birds. Now the Gemara asks, Reb Yirmiyah, Rebbein Barchiyah, Haba Yasivin Va'amrin. They were sitting, they said as follows. Tamanom Reb Yechon, the Reb Yechon, it says, which we mentioned before in the case of when someone designates a female as a carbon oila, so he said, Taimin Reb Shimon, what's the reason of Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon holds that you could make a temura, that is, although an oila is not brought as a female, but still, Reb Shimon said that regarding the category of an oila, there you could make a temura out of that female carbon oila. And Reb Yechon explained the reason of Reb Shimon was Shekein the Keva Sheba'if, because you find a female version in the form of a bird that's Ksher Lava Oila, that's fit to be brought as a carbon oila. And therefore, since we find that in some form there is an oil that can be brought as a female, and therefore, even though this is an animal, not a bird, there will be a Kedusha that will be Chal on this animal, and therefore you can make a Temur out of it. V'ka'a Mahachin, and then this is what Rebbe Lazar says, and that is Rebbe Lazar is saying that if someone is being Makdish a bird, as we said, we concluded the Mishnah, that you sell it. So obviously you see that there is no Kedusha Saguf in a female bird. Rather, you sell it, because if it had Kedusha Saguf, you wouldn't be able to sell it. You know, I'll sell something that has Kedusha Saguf. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say that there is going to be a physical sanctity in a bird that's a carbon oilo if Rabbi Lazar says that he ends off the Mishnah by saying that you cannot take, that there is not going to be any physical sanctity in the bird oilo? And that's because we see that you could sell it, because if it had physical sanctity, you wouldn't be able to sell it. Now, although that shouldn't be a contradiction, because that's Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yechanan was going Rebbe Shimon, and that's why actually Tiklan Chatan changes the whole girsa and he quotes the Gemara that's later on Daf Yud Gimel, and he brings it over here. But that's the Gemara's question that it's asking, that how could we resolve these two opinions? On the one hand, Rebbe Yechanan saying that there is going to be a Kedushas Haguf, and that's why even a Behema Oila will have that Kedusha, because it has it by the Oif, in contrast to what we find by Rebbe Lazar, where he says that you could sell it, and how can you sell it if it has Kedushas Haguf? So the Gemara continues on the top of Yigilam and Aleph. Amr B'Yesi says, Kayamte, I was able to resolve the opinion of Rebbe Lazar, Kahada Amr B'Shmul B'Shem Rebbe Zeira. And that is because, Kol She'eni Choyli Karev, whatever cannot be brought as a carbon itself, Lohi V'Loi Demeha, not itself and not its monies, then by default, Lekotcha Ela Hekdesh Dam, then it has to be that it was only sanctified for monetary sanctity, and that is, as the Gemara is going to explain, is exactly what is the case that Rebbe Lazar was talking about when the person was makdish these items, and one of them being the eif, that it must be he was not sanctifying it for physical sanctity, which although might be possible, like Rebbe Yechanan said, but it must be the person was only sanctifying for a monetary sanctity, and that's why he could sell it. And the reason is because va'at amrit yois, Rebbe Lazar, you said properly, you said the right thing, because l'hakrivi ein at yachal. You cannot bring this bird as the carbon oil. The chesibuk says in the pasuk, "Babakar v'loyefes," as we said before, it says that it should be cattle and not birds. Now, however, liftoisay inat yachol. Now we're saying that yes, there could be a physical sanctity in oifes because they're not tamas. There's no zachris. It could technically be an oif as a carbon oil, even a female. However, to bring it as a carbon, you can't because it says babakar. Now, you wouldn't be able to redeem it either, she'in la'if pidyon, because there is no redemption, although there are halachas of pidyon mentioned in the Torah, as it's brought down in Teres Kayanim, even if a bird has a mum, a blemish, you cannot redeem it. Now, lafum kein tzarech meimer, so therefore, by default, you have to say that lo'kitcha el'kadusha damim. You're right, like Rabbi Yochanan said, the bird, and that's why by an oila, it could be made a tumor out of it, even by the animal, because the bird version could have the sanctity of an oil on it. But when someone is being makdish, a bird for hektish, it must be he was not doing it to have a kedushas haguf. He was only doing it for have kedushas dam, because or else there would be nothing to do with it. Because you wouldn't be able to bring it as a carbon, because it says babakar and not oifis. And you wouldn't be able to sell it off either, because even if it develops a blemish, you cannot be poided. And therefore must be was being made for physical sanctity, which was to be used for the mizbeach and sell it when there was tamim. And then the monies come and is used as an oila, as our Mishnah says.